Hey peoples, it's your girl Sherry Summers, your Revenue Master Life Coach. Welcome to my channel where we talk all things faith, favor, and financial strategies to build your financial confidence. We use spiritual principle combined with revenue strategies to get you to increase your earning power. I'm so excited to be here. Welcome to Revenue Attraction Podcast. It's your girl Sherry Summers. I am lit right now. So I'm lit right now because I am so clear on my business. I'm so clear on the direction that our business are going in. During the pandemic of COVID, a lot of people, including myself, had to take a step back and say, listen, who I am, what do I want to do now that I have this time on my hands? Do I want to make it clear who I am? Now, let me tell y'all something. On the sound of my voice, you guys, just like you, I was affected by COVID as well. My speaking engagement, paid speaking engagements were all canceled. And in the moment of all those speaking engagements getting canceled, I was challenging, like, okay, how am I going to pay my bills? Single mom paying a mortgage and rent, right? Because I have properties. How am I going to pay my bills? What was going to happen to these bills? How am I going to raise my son financially? You know, so during those times, I was asking myself those questions. Now, I will say this, though. Even asking myself these questions, I will tell you honestly, fear has never once set in my heart. Let me say one more time. I ask myself these questions. What is a spiritual idea? What is a mindset do I have to take on to be able to move forward, to still increase my revenue in a COVID? And what revenue strategy am I going to combine with that? And when I did that, when I started creating that faith, because that spiritual piece is that faith, right? I started seeing favors from that faith showing up in my finances. Faith, favor, finance. So when that started happening for me, y'all know me as marketing and monetization. So I had to ask myself, how did I get through COVID? How did I get through before COVID as a single mother? How did, every time in a universal transition, when unfactored, you know, outside factor has nothing to do with me, affect my finances. How did I get through it? And I got through that. I got through this situation by creating using my spiritual belief and my revenue strategies. That's how I got through it. And I wanted to jump on here right now because I am pivoting into a niche to where I am helping you unblock your money. I'm helping you deal with your emotions when it comes to money. I want to tap into that emotional mindset when it comes to your money and what your money looks like. If you're listening to me, I am tapping into that industry to help you understand what that looks like for you when it comes to your money. And for me, when it comes to my money and unblock my money mindset to build my financial confidence, I kept asking myself, how am I getting through this? How did I not get fear or worried about when something happened? My tenants just called me and told me there was a flood in my apartment. How did I not freak out and say, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's because my mind was conditioned to deal with stress when it comes to finances. Don't miss that. My mind is conditioned to deal with stress when it comes to my finances. So because my mind is conditioned to deal with stress, because I've always conditioned my mind on a daily basis to attack or deal with fear of the unexpected, right? When it comes to in the financial space, I have learned, I've mastered the emotional principle that comes along with mastering your emotions around money. Right. And so when money releases from my hands, I am never like worried. I am never like in fear. I'm never like, what am I going to do? So in this, I know I just got into it and it got so good. So in this podcast, we're really going to be, that's what we're going to talk about. Releasing my revenue, right? Releasing your revenue. We're going to talk about some money blockage that you've had that's been holding you captive, making you stay up late at night. Like, where am I going to lose my home? Am I going to lose lose my car? What am I going to do? How am I going to make more money? These are been some money blockage that has been holding you captive. It was holding me captive when I had a 430 credit score. It was holding me captive when my son passed out of school unresponsive, not breathing. It was holding me captive when I was at a job that I wanted to build my purpose, but I was afraid because I didn't know if I could make it without that job. It was holding me captive when COVID came. It was holding me captive when I had to sit through all the Black Lives Matter situation and felt like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me? I have a black son. What happened to our community? It's holding me captive when I wore the uniform as an officer and felt the pain of them too. I've been on both sides. It's holding me captive when I move out my place, stop my property, moving to a two-bedroom apartment, holding me captive when my car payment wasn't going to get paid and they said they're coming to get my car on the 15th of that month. Money has been holding me captive. And all the time when I get to those dark places in my life, when I get to those dark places in my life where money is holding me captive, the strategy that I use to overcome and condition my mind of money is I released my money problems to a higher being, to my God. I release any money problems that I have to God. So I said, okay, is this mine? Have I used all the mental capacity that I can use when it comes to my money? Have I did everything that I can do? Am I good steward with my money, right? And if it's not, if I wasn't, then it's up to me to start there. It's up to me to understand that I need to get better at being a good steward with my money, okay? That was the first thing. And then the second thing is say, okay, if I am not a good steward, how can I be better? Who can I seek out to help me be better, right? And seeking out is not just getting a financial coach or a bookkeeper, which is highly recommended. It's seeking out as in like, how can I build my faith around what God say I can have? Versus what the world say I can have, versus what I want my family say I can have, versus what I see my family say I can have. I was helping my dad with something the other day, and I can recall that my dad was the first person in my entire life that I ever know. Oh my God, this is so good. Y'all better get your pen and paper, Diva notebook. Y'all better join me in my Release My Revenue Facebook group. It's about to go down because I'm about to tell y'all this story. Let me tell you, my dad was the first person that I see that had a bank account that was $15,000, right? My dad was the first person that I see had money, more money in his bank account than he actually had bills. And for me, $15,000 at the time, I'm thinking that was money because it was the most money I had ever physically seen with my own eyes that my dad had. And then my dad's significant other, she herself also had more than that. And that was my first time seeing someone, a black person in my family, that I could physically see their bank account. And I think his significant other had about a good 50 something thousand dollars in there. And that was my first time, because I want you to recall, ask yourself in your life, have you seen people, your family members growing up, did they show you your bank account and said, this is what we have in our account? So it can resonate in your soul. Now, why am I saying that? Because we have something called, I call the thermostat. And when I call it the thermostat, it's our thermostat of what we set of how much money should be in our bank account. And when we have a thermostat of saying we're used to $2,000 in our bank account, it becomes our thermostat. It becomes a level of where we believe that our money should be. It becomes, that's the level we're used to seeing two. So if we get more than two in there, we start wanting to sell out stuff and do different stuff because we don't want, where our mind is only conditioned to be at a $2,000 level. So when I watch my dad has a consistent $15,000 a month in his bank account, that was different for me. That was different for me. That changed the game for me because it gave me hope that if my dad, who works janitorial service, who served 5 years in prison, came back out and changed his life and pivoted to God and cleaned up his life and now buying second home and doing things the right way and becoming taxpayers, I know for a fact that I can. And then when I see my, not just my dad, my stepmom also have money in her bank account, that opened me up and said, oh my goodness, I'm seeing this. And growing up, I never seen that. I never seen that. So my emotional mindset with money has always been, what is your money thermostat? What is the thermostat that's in your bank account that you want to get your mind conditioned to used to being in your account? What is that money mindset, that thermostat that you're going to have your money sit there and just let it sit there and say, this is the amount that I want to condition my mind to see every time? Because what happened is everyone without thinking, we have a thermostat of where our money is. Let me give you an example. Let's talk about weight loss, right? If you're used to being 200 pounds and that's what you're used to, you go down to 180 or you go down to 160 or you go down to 120, your body's not, you may have lost the weight, but your mind is still at a 200 pound level. So you have to reset your thermostat from the inside to understand what money looks like for you. So when you reset your thermostat, you want your mind to get used to conditioning the power of what the amount of money that need to be in your bank account at any given moment. So for some people, that may be the basic $4,000 that they're making a job every 2 weeks. That may be $2,000 that making a job every 2 weeks. So now if you go 10, if you go 5, the mind start wondering, what can I do with this money? Instead of saying, no, this money is going to sit there because this money is going to become the thermostat of what my mind is used to, and is not going past that thermostat. Y'all with me with this one? When this was mind blowing for me, that watching my dad with all these conviction, with all the things that he went through, and watching him, someone who is a janitor, can save up and have that $15,000. And if you ask him for a dime and it dropped below anything, it's not going to drop below 15 because that is his money thermostat. And that is so important to me because as a woman, as a black woman that is in the money mindset, as a revenue master life coach, this was big for me. This was huge for me because my thermostat had to be reset. I had to reset my thermostat. So what I went into, not resetting my thermostat at $10,000, but I started resetting my thermostat at $30,000. Here's what was clear to me. I was good at making money, and I was good at making money to live the lifestyle at the level of where I want to live. This is what I want to do. I want to make this amount, and I'm safe here. I started using those safe term. I'm safe here. So if my financial coach would say, hey, I need you to make $5,000 this month, I will make it. And that's what she said. So now I had to get to the mind and say, no, I want to make $30,000 so much, not just a $10,000 mediocre words that everyone say. I had to say myself, okay, I want to make 30. I want to make 40. I want to make 50. I had to start resetting my thermostat of what that $30,000 per month looked like and how much it was going to take for me to go to a $30,000 level. It start with the inner me. It doesn't start with a coach. It start with the inner me. Here's where the coach come in. The coach has to keep you accountable to keep your mind on that $30,000 level. So we start performing, start talking, start working at that $30,000 level. So when we wake up, we're going to wake up and say, did we do a $30,000 work today? When we wake up at 4 o'clock, we're not waking up at 4 o'clock with things in our eyes and we're like, can't talk. We wake up with excellence saying, I am working at a $30,000 level a month after all my bills are paid, after all my expenses. This is what my emotional money mastery looks like. What is my money thermostat? Because I have been the victim of that. I, Sherry Summers, your revenue attraction master life coach, I have been the victim of having a revenue thermostat of, let's say, $5,000. So if I have $5,000 in my bank account, I'm going to say, okay, that's, I'm not used to that. I'm used to $2,000 working at a government job. So if there was more than two in there, I was going to find some way somehow to spend out that five. And when I say spend, it could be even investing. Instead of finding that thermostat, instead of making it sit there so your mind can get conditioned to say, hey, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. So your mind can get conditioned to say, you get your tax return. It's not about sending kids, buying stuff for kids. Let your money sit there and let your eyes look at that money in that bank account so it can subconsciously get a condition of what that money should look like every time you look in your bank account. I don't give a damn about COVID. You have to get to the point where you let that money sit there and you just stare at it so it builds up your subconscious mind every day of the amount that you should have in your bank account at no given time. That should drop. And when you do that, it becomes so clear to you that you do go do whatever it takes to get that money back up. If you drop $5, you're like, no. You're feeling like you may have 30 in there and you're feeling like you only have $5 because your mind is now conditioned to say $30 level is what I want to be at. $30 level is what I want to be at. So you get to the point now you need to have your, what, how, now how do we do that, Sherry? How do we do that? You got me scratching my head. How do we do that? How do we reset our financial inner thermostat when it comes to our money mindset? How do we release that revenue into our life and it goes right in that bank account so we can sit in that bank account and said, at every month, this is what I need to see. This has nothing to do with what we got going on. I had to reset my money thermostat. Because what you see is powerful. What you write is powerful. What you see is powerful. So some of us here on the sound of my voice have never seen our parents' bank account with less than $2,000, less than $3,000. And when I saw my dad and when I saw my stepmom, I was transformed. Because my entire life, now I'm not saying that they never had it, I just never see it. And seeing it at what they, at their level, at what they do, have will literally change your life. Because now you felt like you need to grow. And when I started seeing that, in my entrepreneurship life, I started saying, I can do this. They did it, I can do it. They don't have the talent I have. They didn't go to college. You know, so all this stuff, that excuses that we were making, is something about seeing it and seeing it with people who is next to you. It becomes powerful. It becomes powerful. So what I started doing now, come on, here's the goods. I started resetting my thermostat. I started resetting what is that mind condition that I need to see my bank account at all given time, regardless of the economy, regardless of what the world is doing. What is it? Now, there's a difference between having money sit and having money work for you. But let's deal with the money sit first. We got to get our mind to be conditioned to what our money should look like, should have our money sit in. So what I started doing is I started writing down my money number of what that money number is that I need to have sit in after all the bills are paid, after everything is said and done. I don't even want to call it profit. I want to call it my money thermostat. Do me a favor. Write the vision. Make it plain. Grab your diva pen and your diamond pen and your diva notebook. And I want you right now this second to write down, number one, write down what is your money thermostat. What do you want every time you open your bank? And call that bank name out. Write that bank name out. My bank, I have different banks, but my main bank is TD Bank. When I write that bank down, what do you want to see in there? What does it look like to see that money in there? And every day you wake up after all your bills are paid, that is the money you need to see in there at all times. Not to go on a trip, not to go on a cruise, not to go out to eat. It's just sitting there. So at every level, your mind can be conditioned to be at that level. to be at that level. Let it sit there. You don't use it. You just, y'all, this is so powerful. You just let it sit there. Let it ponder. Let it nurture. Let it get in your soul. Let it get in your system. Because once you sit there, what will happen to your mind, spirit, soul, and body? You're going to tell yourself, you're going to tell the universe that this is the amount that I need to make and I need to be at every given time. And every time it may be drop or something, I'm going to stay at this amount. If this amount drop, I cannot go out to eat. I cannot go out with friends. I cannot go anywhere. We have to start at that level. We're so used to having a mediocre bank account that we don't know how to release money into our life. This is why I start my Facebook group, Release My Revenue, because I wanted you to understand how to unblock your money mindset and recondition the thermostat of what your money should look like on a monthly, daily basis. We have been so conditioned to live mediocre that if we have $3,000 in our money in our bank account, we think we're fine. And so our mind gets stuck at that $3,000. So anytime we bring in more money than three, we're going to sit there. We're going to try all the things of what we can do with because it's above the three. But we're going to change that because we're going to release money into our bank account. And when we release that money, we're going to have a thermostat set to the ability of our lifestyle that God has created for us. And we're going to stay at that thermostat. Come hell or high water, this is where your money needs to be. That's the first step. That only got one step. What is your money mind? Not 10, not one. What is your money mind step? What is that thermostat that every time you open your bank account, this is the amount you need to see? This is the amount you need to see. If you see $30,000 right now in your bank account, I know you start thinking about who you need to help, what church member you need to help, which is all great, right? You need to, what family member you need to help, why you need to buy, what bills you need to pay off. And I'm going to tell you this. We have to adjust our set point when it comes to our money. We have to adjust. This is so good. If this is so good, make sure you send me an email, info@itssherry.com, info@itssherry.com, right? Or come on in my Facebook group and let me know. Make sure you get this right now. Resetting the thermostat of what our money looks like. That was so powerful for me. I heard Landon kind of touch on it inside of Client and Community. And as a revenue coach, as a woman that work with your mindset, emotions for money, it was big for me. It's big for me. I want to be able to teach you how to release revenue into your life, release revenue into your bank account. And when that revenue of amount is released, you say, this is the amount that I'm going to operate from. So every time you wake up, if you have $30,000 in your head, you're still broke. That's where you want to operate from. I have $30,000 in my bank account, but I'm still broke. I'm still operating, not say broke, because I don't like the word. Oh, I hate the word broke. It just shakes my system when I say it. But you're operating from a $30,000 level, and you getting dressed and you're going out and you're doing things like you still at a $30,000 level. That changed me. That changed me. Resetting the thermostat in your mind. Resetting the thermostat in your mind. What does that look like? How do you release money into your bank account to where every time you open your account, you have this thermostat amount, the thermostat amount. So write it down today. Write down what that thermostat amount look like, and you do everything in your power to get to that amount. It's your girl, Sherry Summers, your Revenue Attraction Master Life Coach. Join me in my Release My Revenue Facebook group. I'm so excited. But Release My Revenue Facebook group is all about helping you unblock your money blockage and to release money into your life so you can what? Create financial confidence. See you in there. Talk to you later.